We should do.
Hey, can you unmute yours? Test 1 2 1 2 test. Okay, so I just want us to make sure that everything sounds good. I'm gonna pause it.
And I forgot my fucking drink.
You forgot what?
My drink.
You want us to wait?
Go get your drink. Are you kidding? Go get your drink. And say hi to Hot Dad outside.
I'm gonna have a conversation with him.
Yeah. And get his number? Okay, thanks.
Questions are anything.
They're anything. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of QR Question Reflections, where we read questions off of Reddit.
But are they really joining us if it's the first episode?
No, we don't know if it's the first episode.
Welcome back to our welcome first back. Episode.
Welcome back to our episode. Welcome back to Foreshadow.
Foreshadow.
Pitch Black Forest.
It'll make sense later. That is a foreshadow.
Oh, bam. Okay, so thank you for joining us on this very, very special episode. And they're all special. So does that make them all not special if they're all special?
Yeah.
In their own way. And do they? You know what? They're not special. They're just episodes.
Same.
Yeah.
But different.
Okay. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. And we have our co-producer, Brent.
Dear God.
Fujigami.
Oh, yeah, God.
No last names.
Oh, just...
We're going to bleep the last 2 minutes off.
We have Brentonian joining us, one of our co-producers on the show. Hi, Brent.
Hi.
Can we call him Kent instead?
We can't. What? We can't. Kent. Do you love it?
Whose idea was that?
We are corny to like what the 1000%, and I hate it, but I'm laughing.
Okay. So Brent will begin our session.
Uh-huh.
Brent will begin our session. He has prepared some questions off of Reddit where he will ask the audience, and by the audience we mean Irving and myself.
Are you sharing?
Yeah, we're sharing this.
Oh, okay.
We're talking separately. All right. And let's begin.
So I have a very softball question. It should be pretty easy to start off with. So you just said, I love you to that special someone for the first time. What is the worst response that you can receive?
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
What about, okay, great.
I feel like, you have to be like top tier asshole to be like, okay, thanks.
I mean, but we're talking about the worst response.
The worst response. That is pretty bad.
What about, are you sure?
No.
What about that Drake lyrics? I only love my mama in my bed. I'm sorry.
But see, that's kind of good.
I would feel offended if you live by Drake quotes. I'm like, ew, trash. You know what? I'm going to take that back.
Alright, that's fair. Okay, I'll give you guys a choice because I have a couple of them.
Okay.
But do you want to go with something NSFW or would you rather go with something a little more thoughtful?
We can do both.
Let's start soft and then get hard.
Mean.
Okay.
That was... Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Softball question first. I guess it makes you think a little bit, but if you got to choose, what would your final words be?
In this life, I was very blessed.
I don't know. I feel like, again, broad question.
Mine would be 5, 4, 3.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Being that it would be my last, is it like sentence or like what?
Last word.
Just last word.
Yeah. Well, I guess sentence. You know. Unless you have a really good word.
I could probably be like, and I used to say this at my old job. I'm like, it was real. It was cute. But it wasn't real cute. Just die off there. You just hear like the flatline beep.
Or like, See you in hell, bitches.
Duh. Getting religious on us there.
Yeah.
See you in Hades, bitches.
See you in Guantanamo Bay. I'm kidding. I don't know. Depending who I'm around. Like, say I'm by myself, I'm not going to fucking say anything to myself. You know, it was...
Okay, it was getting really sad.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it could be happy.
It
like,
be, what it doesn't have to be sad.
If you're surrounded with all your loved ones... Like, honestly, like, I feel like the perfect way of me leaving Earth would be, like, one, having $1 million, like, for sure. No. Not dead, but like more like I had a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
And now my family's good and stuff like that. If I was to be like in my deathbed, you know, last seconds, if I see my children and their children around me, and then they said all their goodbyes and then they walk away, like that'd be like my close the door like softly type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Now to change it up a little, what would be the worst thing to say?
I've always wanted to tell you something. I'm not your father. And then just die off.
I think the worst thing to say would be that I lived an incomplete life. And I left a lot of things unfinished.
Getting real.
And
ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, and I wasn't the best or the most to myself. And I... You know, that's focused on.
She's trying to say, live your life.
Yeah.
Don't hold
YOLO. Yeah. She's trying to say YOLO in other words. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I just can't find an acronym to what she's trying to say.
But didn't you say don't live by Drake words? Don't live by Drake
words. I'm sorry, what?
Well, yeah, let me just go back on the recording a little bit. I'll just go back a little bit.
I want to know who you're talking to.
We'll just go back.
Full circle.
Wow, Brent just pulled a fast one on me.
Yeah.
How about you? What do you think the worst thing to say? If you start counting down, I swear.
Yeah, we can't take a countdown.
Probably if it was like me trying to say something and I don't get to say it.
Exactly. That's
that would be the worst.
Yeah.
Like half of what something I really want to say. All right, so the other question to lighten the mood now. So whose orgasm is more important, yours or your partner's?
Depends on...
Whose birthday it is?
depends on the day?
Depends on the day. Depends how tired I am. Because okay. If I'm tired and you still want to go ahead. Fuck. I ain't going to stop you. But if it's me and I'm full, like, I am fully energetic, you know, I can say, you know, I love you to the moon and back and everything, but like, it needs to get done. So.
I think it also depends how much whipped cream we still have available and if, you know.
What if they're lactose intolerant?
Interesting.
Yeah. Honey? What if they get a reaction?
Honey's very
you're over here, like, you know, doing your thing, and then you're like, honey, you're like turning red.
I think it really depends on the situation. I don't think I'm selfish enough to just be like just me, or I'm not going to be with someone who's selfish enough to be like just theirs is more important. Do you think?
For me, it's always my partner's. I've never really cared about my own. It's a lot easier for me to get my own than for them to get me mine. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know me more than they know me.
Okay.
Same.
Right?
But my right hand's not going to cheat on me. Or my left one, to say the least.
They take turns.
Yeah.
So maybe like it'd be important for us to find partners that can actually get us off and know our bodies well enough to just go at it and
you,
be done.
You with your partner have to experience bad sex to experience the good sex. Like it's honestly a fucking miracle if the first fucking shot, it was like, top tier, like, oh my god, what kind of porno did I just film type shit. If at the beginning it's shitty, doesn't mean that it's downhill from there, I think, because I think to myself, it comes back to, you know, the experience, like, okay, like, what can I teach him or her? What are they gonna teach me? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. I'd rather them get off than me get off, because like Brent said, like, I can, and TMI, I can make myself last long, and if I want it to be done, I'm like...
Yep. Same. I'm on the same page.
At the genie thing, you just go like...
I get it, yeah.
Yeah, so...
It's a mental thing.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay, so this is kind of quote-unquote NSFW, not really, to be honest, but there's like a little story, and then it's a question, but it's posted as a question and the story. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read you guys a question real quick. In high school, I was there to play gay chicken, quote-unquote, which is where two straight guys pretend to be gay and the first one to chicken out loses. The other guy and I are both really stubborn, and neither one of us wanted to lose. We've been married 14 years, and we run a bed and breakfast in Vermont with our adopted daughter. If that dude isn't chicken out soon, I'm going to start to suspect that he's actually gay.
Okay.
And it says, the question, what's the best thing that happened to you in Truth or Dare? The best thing. Because usually, when I was younger, I would get nervous about that all the time.
So mine, that's where my love for whipped cream, I think, began.
Well.
So I was at a friend's house. We were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we were outside her house. I think her parents were out. And it was just like a bunch of us girls and some guys. And I'm pretty sure I stopped by the store. I don't think they had whipped cream. No, they must have had. I was too innocent and naive back then. So I thought it'd be really cool to like whip cream off of each other. So we did. All of us.
And then it started.
You guys can't tell right now, but she has like a venti iced coffee with like hella whipped cream on it. Like a lot.
And so we did those things and we licked it and I liked it. And so now I liked whipped cream. I like whipped cream when I'm getting intimate.
Interesting.
She licked the whip and she liked it.
I gotta be honest, every time I play Truth or Dare, I pick Dare. But it doesn't go in that direction because the guys always want me to do something physical. So, like, I'm always the one, like, getting naked or streaking. So I don't know if that's, like, a good thing or not.
I've only...
You know? It's not to me. It's just, you know.
Well, because with me, I'd rather them say, like, truth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, when I was younger, I'd be, like, super nervous about it. I'm like... Because I was in the closet, I'm like, yeah, don't ask me what. No, yeah.
So in Truth or Dare, has anyone asked you like kiss a girl or kiss a guy?
yes, but for example, me kissing a girl is like whatever. Back then, me kissing a guy, even though I knew in my head that I would like it, I'd be scared to like be seen by other people. I never got asked to, and I'm like, tell me, why don't you ask me? But I don't know. I guess like I've streaked like 6-7 times. So for me to like streak, I mean nowadays it's kind of weird because now I have like this this thought of me that I don't want to do it.
And that was a THOT, not thought, like a like you think of something.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. But he's a thought though.
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, but I'd rather do something like now, well, specifically now more because I think I respect myself more. A little
bit. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I don't give a fuck. But I'd rather it start off soft, like, hey, you know, a little kiss or whatever, and then maybe go into like getting naked. But then there's some people that can't handle that. Like, I've played. We've played Naked 21 with me and amongst friends.
What is Naked 21?
So it's like a card game, right?
Oh, okay. Like blackjack?
Yeah. So okay. It's basically, yeah, you basically like, you throw out your cards and whoever gets closer to 21, whatever. If you lost, you have to like take off a piece of clothing. However, if you run out of clothes, that's when you start like dares. Like, oh, well now do this, now do that. And you have to take a shot too. So you're not only getting drunk, you're getting naked and you're acting a fool. And you know, unless you don't know how to count, which was me, cause I was super drunk. I was super drunk, and I was like 21 bitches, and then it turns out it's like 18, so I lost. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
To circle back to the beginning of that question, I have played gay chicken a few times, but I always win because
you don't chicken out.
I don't chicken.
And I think to myself, and I've always been like a now more than before, a true believer that like, because there's all these like, you know, preferences or whatever, like if you're into girls, you're gonna be into girls no matter what. If you're into guys, you're gonna be into guys no matter what. There's people that do have like a broader spectrum where like, you know what, they're bisexual, they consider themselves, you know,
fluid.
What's that when you're like attracted to people's mind? I forgot.
Panamorous.
Something like that. Yeah. So I completely get that. So I have much more of an open mind now compared to like before. Like I used to think, oh, I'm gay, I have to look manly, you know, because that's how guys are going to like me. But then I really like makeup. Like it's cute. So.
And I can't wait to see your Halloween costume.
Okay, don't spoil it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys masturbate before bed? Okay, call in.
Yeah, let us know.
I don't really want to know about people and doing that. Like,
please do not send us pictures. Yeah.
Don't send us pictures. You know, don't even tell. Disregard Irving altogether.
We're gonna believe the last 2 minutes of this conversation.
Okay. Here we go. Reddit. What's your best pickup line? Here we go. And these were some answers. I just have to read these to you guys before you tell me yours.
I have one.
Yay. Okay. Do you have an ugly boyfriend? No? Want one? No. Well, good thing I'm here then. Okay, here's another one. They're great. Like, yes. A buddy of mine is really good with women. He does this one thing on our uni campus where he'll go up to a random girl.
Hey, I have a question and need a woman's advice.
Sure, what's up?
Let's say I see a really cute girl. Do I go up and talk to her or is that too direct? 99.9999% of them say.
You should totally go talk to her.
He then introduces him. Hi, nice to meet you. I've done it 2 times and got 2 numbers out of it, so it's clearly 100% success rate.
It works.
It works. Okay, and then there's one more. Hi, what's your name? I have a boyfriend. Hi, I have a boyfriend. I'm Dad. Sorry, that's just... Obviously, what? He wants her to call him Daddy.
Oh. I was gonna say, what kind of incest story are we...
Okay, so this is the best one. You guys ready? I was going to send this to one of my friends, but then I felt uncomfortable because... Are you guys ready? Because
they were going to get lit on?
Yeah. Damn, girl, your bone structure is giving my bone structure.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay,
when you said they were great, did you mean they were great to, like, scare people off?
Right?
Or...
Yes, okay. I know. I don't think these would ever work.
I'm kind of frightened, and I'm not good with pickup lines. Like I thought about one today because, you know how today's 10/10.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that was like, I probably saw this somewhere because I know I didn't make it up, but it was like, hey, were you born today? Because I'm sure today is 10 out of 10.
Damn. Oh, okay. Okay.
Today's October 10th.
You guys will probably hear this next year, but today,
this very moment, it is now 7 p.m. on, you know.
It's 6:53 to be precise.
It works at least once a year.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yep. Are you from Tennessee? Because you look like a redneck. Oh, wait, that's not how it went. Sorry.
Got him.
Yeah, sorry.
The only Tennessee person that I know is super hot, so.
Is he the only 10 that you see?
Sometimes I see other 10s, but he's from Tennessee, yeah.
When you see other 10s, is it because you're drunk and you have, like, double vision?
Definitely, probably,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Scientifically correct.
It's 2020.
Would you throw a drink at her face?
How about this? Let's start off this. Like, would it be a very serious line, like a sexy, smooth line, or would it be a corny one? Because I like, for me, if you can make me laugh, I'm already intrigued. Because I need someone with personality. If you're trying to be like super serious all the time, like, bye.
Next.
I have one that somebody used on me.
Please share.
I was at this bar, and I was trying to get a drink at the bar, and there was this, you know, this white guy who was cute who was totally rapping this song that was playing, and I just thought that was the sexiest thing.
What song?
It doesn't matter. I was drunk, and it was, and it looked like he was lip syncing it correctly with the music, but I was drunk again. But it was just the cutest thing. Like, I like it when the white guys I go out with can rap, because I like my rap music.
Do you like to get rapped by the white boy? By the white boy?
That's the safe way. No?
What? Oh my god.
So, I like my boys to know how to rap them good songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Post Malone.
Sure. Give me some Big Sean in there. We'll have a good time.
Big Sean is black.
No, Post Malone. Is that?
Post Malone is white.
Oh. Yeah, Post Malone is white.
But yeah. Also, not so handsome.
Not in, but he seems like he's a fun guy.
Yeah, right? From a distance. We'll
yeah, keep him great personality. Like, yeah. Like I was just saying, like, if you have great personality and you're not ugly, like, hey, hi.
Yeah. I do like guys with great personalities.
Do you think that your personality... Oh, well, maybe this is another question. Wait, are we done with this question?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't say his pickup line.
I don't have pickup lines.
Pick up a line.
Okay, right, here's Tinder. Roses are red. Weed is greener. I think about you when I touch my weed.
No? You would go to jail for that pickup line. I hope you'd go. Whoever wrote that better be in jail.
You're going to jail, period. Period. Okay, well, that is enough. Yeah. We are now going to close the door because we weren't talking about sex until Brent brought his wiener into the conversation.
That was Tinder. That was not me.
Right.
What were you at?
He read this off his text messages.
Yeah, it's weird.
To his wife. And his wife was like, ew.
As one should.
Here we go. Oh, my question is, and I guess I just made this up. Do you think that your personality is either too big or either too much or not enough for people on certain situations? Like, for example, say you were trying to date somebody and their personality is very bland or whatever, and you're like trying to pull the words out of their mouth, like hello, hi, you know, and they're just very bland. Do you think that you tone yourself down, or do you just like move on and be like, well, fuck you, bye?
I like my men a little bit more reserved. Mm-hmm. I think a little bit more like, not necessarily quieter, just more like, you know, like very confident in themselves, and they don't have to like be talking my ear off all the time. Mm-hmm. But I also like when they have like nice things to say, or I like intelligent men, so when they teach me something, they're explaining things, I'm just like, where can I take off this bra, like, you know what I mean, like, I think it's really sexy, you know, it's really sexy when men are smart and they just know their shit, and I like it when they don't, like, they're humble about it, like, they don't try and, like, show off or, you know, try and impress me, they just are, and I think that's the sexiest, when they are who they are and they're confident about it, but not in a like egotistical way. Yeah.
For me, something that really caught me about my wife was that she really plays off my energy. So I need someone that like I can be as sarcastic or really dry humored as possible, and then they'll know and they'll play off it.
Same.
And that's really what I find attractive.
That's super hot.
Yeah, and it,
same with my wife.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry,
took
guys.
A pause there.
Something you want to say? Is that why you always wear that ring there?
Oh.
It's on the middle finger, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to show it off to people.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, okay.
Okay, I see.
Is that your question?
Well, yeah. Just because, like, there's been times where, like, with guys before, I toned myself down because they were really reserved. But then I think about it, and I'm just like, that's not even worth it. Like, if I have to change my... Because... I think I'm confident in the fact of, like, I can pull your attention if I wanted to, if I really want to. Mm-hmm. Will I do it in a public place? Maybe not. You know, you can't get naked in a public place without getting arrested. But I think
people try.
And I think to myself, it's not worth like completely changing your persona for somebody, even if it's for a night, you know?
But what if it's a first date? A lot of people don't really show themselves in their first date. They try to pull their best face for what they think the other person will like, you know?
Bring your bag, but not your baggage.
What's in the bag?
Tricks.
Drugs?
Legal drugs, yes. You know, people have, you know, schizophrenia and headaches, and you need drugs for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Great. Also, if you're schizophrenic, please go see a doctor first before you go on your first date.
So to play off of that, you wake up in a big room full of your alternatives. Blah. You wake up in a big room full of your alternate selves. There's one that went to a different high school than you, one that decided to choose a different job, one that lost a leg in an accident, and so on, right?
I almost lost a leg.
Which versions of you would you like to meet first?
Is it those specific versions?
No. It just alternate as many as you can think of. Imagine.
Because I kid you not, there could have been like 15 different people of me. But you guys go first.
I was just gonna say I'd want to meet the successful ones and the happy ones first, and then the sad ones, because then I see like the positive aspects first, like the alternate.
But then doesn't that mean that you meet all of the bad ones at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
started fine. From the bottom, now we're there.
Yes,
that is another Drake lyric. I don't give up.
Because by the time, if I did it the other way, by the time I got to, you know, all the more successful, happier versions of myself, then I'd be like just so sad and depressed, and I just don't want to meet them. Do I have to meet all of them? Is that like a thing?
No, yeah. We were just talking about the first one.
Yeah, I would just meet the successful ones.
Do you consider yourself in the middle?
I think so, yeah. For sure.
Interesting.
I think that I could have been not here, even in California, with my alternative selves. Like, I have such like crazy side of me that I feel like I would have been all tatted up with like colorful hair, doing something crazy. Or there's another part of me that almost wish like I never came out to anybody and just like played it off and like be super successful. Supposedly me with like a wife and kids, and then once they were to grow older, then you know I don't have to take care of them no more, and then just come out. But then looking back, I think to myself, then I never lived my true life, you know.
Exactly.
What I mean,
right?
So
your dying words would have been what I said earlier, full circle.
I'm gay, and then just die.
That would be a bombshell though, right?
Imagine.
Jeez. What a sad life to live.
Imagine. Or if you're like talking to your daughter, you know, like you're probably 80 years old and your daughter's like, you know, 60 or something, and your husband likes me, and then just died off. I don't know.
Like, nah.
That's like a story ABC really is gonna pick up and make.
Does this
like
happen
a,
to a lot of people?
I'm sure it has.
Yeah, and I honestly feel bad. Well,
isn't there a show on Netflix like Grace and Frankie where the husbands like end together up falling for each other?
Yeah, that's a good show.
Okay, it's a good show.
So like Gay Chicken.
No, well they're married to a woman, and then later in their lives, like their retired ages, they come out to their wives and they're like, "Hey, we're gay together."
Yeah, they
like,
love each other, love each
and they get
so
married. Right?
They move, and they move in together and stuff. Yeah.
But they get the beach house. Grace and Frankie get the beach house.
There's this story that just happened actually. Wow, like our minds. There's a story that just happened that I, forgive me, I don't remember this individual's name on the top of my head, but she went to the Supreme Court because, so she wrote this lengthy letter to her workplace saying like, you know what, like, you guys have known me as this person, you know, I've worked here for so long, this or that, whatever. I'm going to take some time off, and when I come back, I'm no longer going to be a male. Just FYI. And he was asking for like just like respect and kind of you know, normal like respect, I guess. And I believe the job fired him or her because of that and took it to the Supreme Court. But what I thought was like really awesome was that in the letter he actually says, "My wife is supporting me in this decision." Like, I think that if you love, especially with like older people, if you love someone so much, if you think that they weren't living their true selves and you want to let them live it, I mean, they already spent so much time with you, you know? You guys lived together 25 years, you know, had like 5 children, whatever. Like, are you really gonna criticize them just because, you know, now they discovered like their true self? Like, I don't, what do you guys think about that?
Well, let's go back to the Kardashians, right?
Oh, Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much his story, right? Is he later in life found himself,
I guess,
to want to live or discovered his life in this way, I guess. Her life. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you trying to misgender?
No, I'm not. I'm just.
Prank.
I'm really bad at this. Okay, I'm trying.
Okay. Guys, forgive Brent.
Yes.
Yeah.
So was she fired after transitioning?
He submitted the letter and when she came back, I think.
But it wasn't. I don't think I'm reading the right one. It's not at a funeral home, right?
No. Detroit. Oh yeah, that yeah. one. Yeah.
Okay. The name is Amy Steffens.
Mm-hmm.
From Michigan, lost her home or her job at a funeral home. And the case went to the Supreme Court. You know what's interesting? A funeral home. They're probably like super religious people, maybe. But I
think to myself, like this, like, you know, individual has worked mm-hmm. for you for so long. You know, he's good at his job. I'm assuming if he's been there that long, you at least have the fucking decency to, like, you know what? You do you. You know, clock in, clock out. Be nice to people. Period. That's it. Like, just because you changed your mindset or you changed your counterparts or whatever it was that you wanted to change, if it doesn't involve you changing the way you're doing your job.
Right, yeah, like that would be my question, is what was the cause of them firing him?
Yeah.
Was it because they felt he couldn't fulfill a piece of the job?
Yeah. It doesn't, you don't need to be like, it doesn't say in the fucking job description, please be a masculine mentality to pick up a box. No, right, it doesn't say that.
Like, and you would still be a strong.
Right.
Yeah, women are strong as fuck. If you birth a kid, I've seen videos and I don't like them. But if you birth a kid, you're strong as fuck, to be honest. Like,
yeah. Shout out to my wife, Cindy.
Shout out to my mom. Shout out to Vanessa.
Yeah, I haven't birthed a kid yet.
Yeah, you're not that strong.
Yeah, I just think it's disgusting. I do. Like, that's...
It's super sad.
They're still the same inside. You know, they felt the same inside. They felt like... They were born in the body that they probably would have changed if they could, you know? And now that they have the ability to do that, they are.
Did you guys ever watch the movie Freaky Friday?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so just think about it like that.
Yeah.
But like living it every day. Like you're literally born in a body that you don't want. That you're not.
Was it Jamie even if you're Curtis used to, and Lindsay Lohan?
The girl from Activia. Oh. Activia. I don't remember. But you are in a body that you don't really enjoy mm-hmm. when you want something else, you know what I mean? So that's how I see it. And I apologize if I'm insulting anybody, but I think to an extent the reason why there's so much misinformation is because people don't do their research. I mean, here I am like talking about something I don't really know, but but that's why you have to have like an open mindset and not like put people down because of the situation.
Yes.
But
okay, so just to then flip it on the other side, when does cancel culture really take it too far? At what point is it then people being too sensitive? Or is there such thing as being too sensitive?
I feel to an extent there is, because I joke a lot.
Right.
I joke sometimes too much, to be honest. I'm the, like how you mentioned earlier, I'm the type that grabs something super soft and just like smashes it into like the problematic side. I had a conversation.
He likes to stir the pot.
You give me that spoon and I'm gonna stir that shit. I had a conversation with a person that has a certain political view, and I insulted them as a joke. I insulted them. And they took this 20-minute lecture of like, this is why you shouldn't judge people, this or that, whatever. And I thought to myself, like, it's a joke. Like for someone who's always like claiming, oh, the left side's really sensitive, you know, you guys are very sensitive. Like, all of a sudden, like, I kind of saw it. I was like, okay, maybe I just need to take my jokes back because people are very sensitive, you know? Mm-hmm. There's this comic that I like. She's a drag queen, Bianca Del Rio. She is an asshole. Mm-hmm. But you have to know that she's an asshole before you go into a show. Like, if you're sensitive, you know, stay home, you know, go to sleep, play DJ or something. I don't know. But, like, just know for a fact, like, if you're triggered by something, maybe exclude yourself from the situation if you can.
Right. I think that should always be the first choice, is if you have the ability to avoid it because that makes you uncomfortable, you should take that as your first choice. But when it's, like, forced upon you, like the example of that person
at work, Stephens.
Yeah, where they, you know, were...
completely fired her?
Yeah, and, like, that's kind of, like, forced upon her. That's a certain place where, okay, she deserves to be upset.
One of the reasons that they said she was fired, among many, I suppose, was that she would make the funeral attendees uncomfortable because it'd be a man and woman wearing woman's clothing. And so it was more of like making the clients feel, you know, when they're grieving, to not have to like worry about seeing somebody in a more masculine figure wearing a dress, which is ridiculous to me.
My question would be,
how are they gonna, why would they care about that?
Like, how long did they really look at that happening until they're like, oh, it's become a problem, we've lost business? Because
our numbers declining, and it wasn't the dead people, it was the people that were alive that are no longer coming in.
Right, yeah. Like, it's, this situation sounds like more like they jumped at, that's what's gonna happen, we don't know, but we're just gonna jump at it. And
yeah, bad marketing. And the fact that it's in the Supreme Court, like, you thought you did something there and you shot yourself in the foot. So
did she win the case?
Well, I'm actually not sure. I didn't read that far into it, which we should stay tuned. We're reading
stay
about
tuned.
These things.
Yeah, no, and you know what? I love situations like this because even if it's very sensitive and we may not know a lot about it, when you do your research and you like learn more, you're like, oh shit, you know, like. When you see the bigger picture,
this is happening, this is history.
Yeah, and it's sometimes we, at least me, I don't know about you guys, because you guys are like, what, 20 years older than me?
Really? Wow. I look younger than you, what?
Me, I think to myself, sometimes the events that we read in our history books, like, happened so long ago, they didn't, you know? Like, a lot of, like, the stuff, like, whether it's racism, whether it's, like, bad working environments or whatever, like, it's not happening, it didn't happen that long ago for us to like forget, like, oh, you know, it's whatever, you know, we're so far ahead in time. You really not
that you would hope that people wouldn't forget, but
and I'm not being sensitive.
Yeah
If you want to fight, we can fight.
And they gave her a severance pay, but she denied it because if she signs it, then you can't sue.
Right.
So, HR.
But I'm glad that she brought this to people's attention, because imagine how many other people lost their jobs.
Yes. Right.
And not only for her being a trans woman, but, like, whether you're gay, you know, whether, you know, I don't know.
You know what that feels like to me? Like, that's human oppression.
Yeah. It definitely is.
You're denying, like, just something that should be given at birth, you know?
And let me tell you something about service. Like, for example, you order a pizza, right? You call in a pizza. You don't know if the pizza was made by a man or a woman. You were given a service and you received what you wanted, period. That's it, right?
Transactional.
Exactly. Yeah. What the fuck does it matter whether it was a tall guy, it was a tall girl, you know, whatever the fuck it was, like, you paid for something, you got what you needed, you know? Exactly. It wasn't with sprinkles and fucking cherry in the top, but it was just like,
now, just to play devil's advocate, how do you feel about glory holes? Because it goes in, you don't know what happens. Is it appropriate if it doesn't matter what's on the other
does
side?
Does Vanessa know what glory
I
holes are?
I don't know what a glory
hole is. Okay. All right, so we're going to change. I'm going to change my volume because I get a little excited about that. Okay, so Vanessa, put your headphones on so you know what I'm talking about. So glory holes, please don't look it up on your laptop right now.
Urban Dictionary in my eyes. Oh my god.
Yeah, so it's a welcoming window, like a portal, where people
and you can be on either side, I guess.
Yeah, people either stick stuff in or just wait for something to come out. It's a catching and receiving.
Oh my gosh, that exists?
And you can catch and receive STDs like that too. But,
so like, be cautious.
Okay, yes. Wait. So is this like a prostitution type of thing? Like,
you're not paying for a service.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, because you know those little like devices that you connect on your phone for a card? You're not asking that person to slide their card first. Like you're just like, all right, let's.
Okay, so there's an establishment, kind of like a brothel, where people can go and
or truck stop bathroom.
Not a gas stations.
Is that a real thing, guys?
I've never seen one in. Oh, just kidding. I saw one at a club one time, and I was like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh, not because something picked through it, but I just.
You could see through into the other room.
No, the glory holes are like in stalls.
Yeah,
there could be one right here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is in men's bathrooms only.
I'm assuming. Well, I've never been to a women's bathroom.
Yeah. You can't really. What would you stick through the hole?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You go home and watch
videos.
They're
like gory holes, not glory. You don't know that's gross.
Well, the thing is, okay, like I guess a lot of some gay men find it appealing to them, like. Having NSA sex, like no strings attached. Mm-hmm. So that's like one of their like gateways or like a thing that they like to do where I'm just gonna stick my dick in here and then get off and then leave, you know? No flowers, not a date. You know? With me, you have to take me to dinner first, bitch, because shit.
Wow.
These lips do more than talking.
But no glory holes.
No glory holes, not for me.
Educated, guys. Yes.
Yeah.
No tutoring, but definitely educated.
Do you want a visual representation?
No, I'm good. Just like
I don't have a drill, but if I did,
I think so.
You could also I read one time online that there was a couple that was like really into their fetishes and their kinks or whatever. It's a straight couple, and they have like a glory hole in like their room where like. The guy pretends like it's some other girl or whatever. Like, they play with each other's fetishes and stuff like that. Oh. So.
Okay, now I see nothing wrong with that if they're into that and they're married. Or even if they're dating or they're, you know, together.
Well, just like the behind, well, I guess the backstory to, mm-hmm. like, glory holes would just be like, you don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it would be called that. You know, glory. What's so glorious about that? You know, then going to the clinic 3 weeks after.
Okay.
And like,
I think, okay, here's the thing. Like, I think it's kind of sexy. You know what? I probably won't, not about the glory hole part, but like, sometimes you want somebody to dress up a little bit different, you know, maybe wear, you know, look, you know, wear a mask.
Can I ask you something?
Yes. Does this have to be recorded?
Why is the floor so wet? If your dream man could be whoever you wanted to be, your dream man was wearing fishnet high heels, but his like very like, do you find men playing with their masculinity attractive? You as a woman, like if he was to be wearing fishnets and like heels, but he's still gonna like, you know, smash.
So if my significant other, you know, and I loved him, like to dress up like a woman.
Not like a woman.
Like part of
like
him,
okay, like for example, fishnet? He's like shirtless. Oh, 100. Hold on. He's
no,
like
100%.
He's like shirtless. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
He probably has like a top hat, so okay. He looks like a cool magician. But then like from hip down, it's like fishnets, mm-hmm. and like heels.
Yeah, I'd be down.
You'd be down.
Yeah, I don't care. I'd be down.
You'd be like, oh, twins.
Yeah, I'd be wearing heels too, because then he'd be like way taller than I am. Yeah, we could. Yeah.
Because, sure. Like, I. Well, one, for me, it's like.
He can wear a wig, it's fine. No big deal. I don't mind.
Oh.
That's good. We're good.
Hear that, boys? She's single.
But when you pull it, it's going to, like, fly off.
That's fine. Mine will too. They'll both be wearing wigs. It'll be great.
Oh, party. what about you, like, if your wife, beep, I'm not gonna say her name. If your wife was to like, if she was like to have like this like dominant side of like, I'm gonna wear the pants tonight.
I'll try anything once. Okay, it's alright.
And you're in your little, you're in your little French maid outfit, like no, all tied up, no.
Right? Yeah.
But I think my significant other has to be like okay with what I like too, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Right. I communication.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then no means no, and yes means yes. Like you have to have like that connection, you know. And then my thing is, I love when you guys are in two different spectrums, but kind of meet halfway in a way. I've always found that interesting. Yeah, because sometimes my sexual ideas or thoughts are like way different than my partner's, and sometimes they never cross. But then there's
every once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is nice when they cross.
Or when they open.
Where they connect.
There
when
you
they
go.
Connect.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, I thought we were talking about legs. Okay. If you guys were able to bring someone back from the dead, who would it be and why?
Heath Ledger, because he was great. I loved all his movies and he makes me happy. And 10 Things I Hate About You and The Joker, when he played The Joker. He was just super sexy. I think we all miss him. And a nice tail. Oh my God, a nice tail. Heath, come back, baby.
He was really handsome.
Yeah.
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 I'd say Bruce Lee, just because I'd want to see him in MMA. I think he would have been really good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, to actually see him get old and then have an old man's philosophy after being so, like physically active, you know? Because he'd be in the same lane as Jackie Chan is right now, you know? Maybe singing pop music like Jackie Chan. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, Jackie Chan's like a really famous pop singer in China. Or like a singer, not, I don't know about pop singer, but yeah, singer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jackie Chan.
Shout out Jackie Chan.
I would like to bring Amy Winehouse back.
Oh yeah, she was good. That's a good one. Back to black, man.
Musically, great, amazing, whatever. Personal life, you know, a mess, you know, maybe very crazy, but
fantastic voice.
I feel like she would have found like her niche and like, you know, being good in life, being good in her music, and like lived a long life. You know?
She died at 27, didn't Heath also die at 27? A lot of people have died, like
the 27 Club, yeah.
Yeah, that's so creepy, right? The 27 Club. They got him over it. I mean, just kidding, I'm super young still. We
Irving's
don't care.
Gonna get there.
I wanna be part of 26 Club. No, I'm not.
There's no wood in this room!
You think, like, for Amy Winehouse, since right now the whole idea about the opioid crisis is so big and people are fighting against it so much, she would have maybe found a lane to not have what happened happen?
I think she was
How did she pass? It was
overdose, quote-unquote. Right. Quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Like a lot of
Because addiction has always been, like, a major thing. If you're in a public eye, like, you stress out. I'm not in the public eye, and I stress the fuck out, and I have anxiety. So I feel like, you know, the same way they must feel like, you know, they're surrounded by people all the time. They're overwhelmed. Yeah. You're going to need something to calm you down. Cool. And
Michael Jackson, fentanyl, right? All of these drugs are being laced with it now.
There's a whole conspiracy about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to touch. I don't know if I want to touch that part. Anyways, well, because he touched little boys.
Yes, we all know he did.
We won't know for sure.
Or he didn't.
Or maybe he did.
Okay. Do you have other questions that you would like to ask the public, me and Vanessa, and the chair?
What is your opinion on white chocolate? Is it necessary? Why do we have a white chocolate?
White people were like, why isn't this my color? And then they...
But it's not even chocolate.
It's not.
So, in my personal opinion, I don't enjoy white chocolate. I like the dark, bitter chocolates over 70% cacao.
Does it make you go cacao?
Stay tuned, because I'm not quite sure. Oh. No, I don't think. I've had, like, the Hershey's with the cookie whatever.
Is that white chocolate?
It's, like, shitty chocolate. I don't know. Yeah. That's just horrible. Can you guys stop making white chocolate? You're ruining it for us people who are real, true chocolate connoisseurs.
I hate being told that red velvet is just chocolate with, like, you know, red coloring. Like, let me believe it's a different kind of chocolate. Like, can I live?
Yeah.
Let me be me.
Yeah, guys, let Irving live.
Exactly. But white chocolate...
I like a lot of white things, but not white chocolate. I just thought about that. I've never really...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way about hot chocolate?
Oh, I love hot chocolate. Yeah. But it's not white.
Like, but like a more deeper cocoa bitter hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Than like a milk chocolate?
Yeah. I like it bitter and dark.
She likes it
with a dark sense of humor.
She likes it bitter and better.
And strong.
And hard.
That's also how I take my coffee.
And I oop.
Well, we should probably cut that out because when I do my story, that's in there, and I don't want them to know it's me.
What story?
Right. Mom, what story? So we have, if you guys check out our Patreon link.
What's Patreon?
Yeah, so Patreon is where you can fund us to do all these crazy cool things for you guys to watch and listen to.
You guys send us money and we take off. We don't take off our clothes.
I mean, do we though? Oh, we can.
You guys can't see us taking off our clothes because it's an audio file, okay?
But our videos on YouTube, you'll be able to see us take some things off.
YouTube won't let us take
some things off. I'm sure they'll be fine. I'll take off my jacket. It'll be fine.
Will you have a shirt under?
No. What's a mildly horrifying fact not everybody knows?
About myself or about the world?
About the world.
Hippos are the most dangerous animal on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Are they really?
Yeah, they kill like most humans compared to other animals. At least animals of that size.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hungry hippos.
It's a realistic game. Yes.
How do we not? We've been socialized.
My childhood has been a lie this whole time.
I mean, have you ever seen a hippo eat a watermelon? It can, in one bite, just smash the whole thing.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy.
But also, I can also smash it if I let it drop. Oh. So the ground is also dangerous.
I can also smash it.
Okay, so this is a good one. The United States has lost at least 6 nuclear weapons since 1950. That's something that most people don't know. And then somebody commented on here, and my wife would find them in a place they swore they looked.
Yes.
Or this one. Hurricane Erin was on a direct path towards the northeast coast in early September 2001. It made a sudden turn in the Atlantic away from the U.S. If it hadn't turned, it could very well have hit the east coast on 9/11, which would have grounded flights on the east coast and prevented or at least delayed the 9/11 attacks. And then somebody said, fuck you, Erin. And the third person commented, Hurricane Erin was an inside job.
Let's talk about inside jobs.
Oh, no. Before that, this was really creepy. I have to share.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about how whales and dolphins die? When they get old and aren't strong enough to swim to the surface anymore to breathe, they start to slowly sink to the cold, dark depths of the ocean and suffocate.
Well, dolphins tend to rape other dolphins, so I'm okay with that.
Whoa, what the? I thought they were like gentle creatures that
dolphins
like...
Dolphins are the horniest sea animal in the entire planet.
Oh my!
Planet.
Slip and slide, do not see how...
They actually gang rape other dolphins.
No fucking
way. Yeah, and they run in cliques, and then they will like beat up other dolphins if they're not in the same pod.
They have glory holes, but up here.
Guys, that is creepy. That's so sad. I don't like dolphins. Okay.
The reason why they do that laughing sound when they come up is because they just.
Sorry if you love dolphins out there, but...
Sorry if this is a very touchy subject to you, but that's kind of weird.
Right?
Ooh. I never knew that.
We're not talking about... We're talking about this now, ready? Because dolphins, they're gone. They're out of my world.
I'm going to tell my children when they bring some dolphin. World? Yeah, the moment they bring some dolphin, I'm gonna like smack it the fuck out of there. I'm like, no.
Okay, so there are several species of mushrooms that implant their spores into insects, creating a kind of zombie that will lose their mind, wander off, die, and their corpse will be used as fuel for the next generations of mushrooms. Oh, how about this one?
On my pizza.
Guys, cannibalism isn't illegal in the UK. It would need to be done with permission from the person you'd want to eat. Obviously, you can't kill the person to eat them or kidnap them. Oh. That. I.
Why are you pointing at me?
No, I was just like, because you were next to me. I just pointed. I'm not.
Okay, and fuck me, right? I'm next to you, too. She's like, I don't get a point.
No, I read this somewhere. I don't know if it's like a movie or in a documentary or something, but this guy, like, plays some kind of ad, and somebody responded, and one gave the other one permission to eat his penis while he was still alive. I'm pretty sure that's something I heard sometimes, so that just really brought that up.
Okay. Thank you for
so,
sharing.
So you knew about that, but not about glory holes.
Right.
Okay.
Or about dolphins.
I didn't know about dolphins either, and I want to make a dolphin. Can we insert a dolphin noise, like, right here?
Mind you, I'm sure it's not all dolphins, just, you know, it's just the bad ones.
How do you guys feel about hidden government secrets?
Okay, that's definitely a new episode, because I feel like there are a lot of things that we are not told, and a lot of the things that are conspiracies are actually...
What's something that triggers you?
Let's pick one that's current that people have seemed to already forget about. Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, true.
Right? Isn't that the weirdest way for him to go out? Is that, like...
I really don't believe he killed himself. Or
No.
He's off on his island enjoying his millions.
You have all the security looking at you because you were just going to say something, and all of a sudden all of the security guards are in break.
Yeah.
And then no one saw you kill yourself?
Nah, that guy's not dead. Please.
At the same
time? No, he's dead. I'm sure he's dead.
Nah.
Did you see the body?
God did. Did you smell the body? Did you lick the body? Nah, he's that kind
I've of done a lot of things to a body that was not his, but...
a dead body?
No. Not yet. No, I'm
kidding. Oh, my God. Oh, please cover your
ears. Mom, I'm sorry. I'm getting triggered.
Really, though. Yeah. That's such
he's
a weird
case. He's not
on
the news at all anymore, right?
Right, yeah. You don't really hear about him. It seems like all those powerful people that he had ties to are just now not mentioned.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that... It's one of those things that where, like, the moment, like, some sort of idea can trigger, like, a big amount of, like, powerful people, they're going to throw whatever they can to, like, cover it.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
You know, they're going to throw, like, some thick information left and right for you to, like, forget about it. This didn't happen that long ago.
Oh, right.
It was literally a month and a half. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very, it's very horrific whatever, you know, events happened, but it's like...
And you know those rings are still happening. Like, nobody went in and dismantled them. Women are still, and children are getting trafficked.
In the Southern California area, there's still people trying to kidnap women and children. Like, till this day.
Guys, it's a really scary thing. You have to
like, I am so thankful I'm a guy, like... I mean, yeah, but it's one of those things that, like, I don't ever see myself in the situation of being a girl and, like, getting harassed, getting, like, you know, attacked or kidnapped, you know? Unless I'm into it, you know, if it's my man's, I'm like, Do you have any others? Because some of these have, I just made up because.
Oh, how about this? Have you guys ever been asked? Have you ever been asked by a woman? Like, have you ever been asked on a date by a woman?
Yes. In high school. Like, two.
Same time?
Yeah. I was like, honey, we play for the same team. I probably do the things that you want to do better than you can. Sorry, mama.
All right, guys. Stay tuned to the... next episode.
Subscribe.
Foreshadow.
Pay us money. Foreshadow.
Pitch Black Forest. Pitch Black Forest.
Are we good? Should we
just end it? Follow us on everything.
Everything.
Everything is
IB Shadow Pod.
IB Shadow Pod on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Pornhub and the
Whoa.
Tumblr.
That's IVShadowPod at everything.
Yeah.
Just everything. Okay. Everything.
At me next time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys.
On
look
Facebook.
Forward to chatting with you. If you want to send us an email, don't.
God bless this mess, and we love you.
Bye.
We love you, strangers.
Love you.
Don't touch us.
Bye, foreshadow.
Send us pictures.
Okay, don't stop.
Call in.